Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Monday morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to kick off the morning with a guest because we're going to accommodate his schedule, but because he talks the good talk, because he talks about stuff I don't know about. Joining us again from GunsAmerica.com is Paul Helinski. We're going to talk some more prepping. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
So, last when we talked, it was sort of open-ended when we went away. Can we sum it up by saying the EMP is really a... there's no guarantees with the EMP, and there's just no way to prepare against it and everything else. I know we talked about where it erupts and all that other stuff, but what do you think?
Well, I disagree with the whole theory that an EMP is a serious threat or the serious threat at all. If you think about energy, the way that energy works. Right now, you can put your cell phone on a charger.
Right.
And there are now wireless chargers where there's a wave of energy that is going into an antenna that's connected to the battery in the phone that charges your battery. That's a tiny little bit of electricity. So with an EMP, you're talking about a lot of electricity traveling through the air as a wave and ruining a transformer and all of the circuits and all of the protectionary devices. And there's quite a lot of circuit protection on those big, huge transformers. I mean, you're talking about transformers that weigh somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 tons. These are gigantic machines that are just built for handling huge amounts of electricity. So now you're talking about channeling energy through the air, which is a fair to middling conductor. It's not aluminum, but it's not plastic either. It's a fair to middling conductor. And you're talking about frying one of these big transformers. For anyone who didn't hear the last show, that's the primary fear with an EMP. There's foolishness that your cell phone's going to fry and all those things. I explained that none of that's going to happen. You don't need your own little Faraday cage. It's ridiculous. But the big worry that people have is that these big transformers at the power plants, that they are going to fry from this airburst nuclear explosion hundreds of miles above the Earth. And so what you're talking about is hundreds of miles away, away from a nuclear bomb coming through the air, hitting the power lines of the United States, these gigantic antennas that we have stretching across our country, being transformed into energy, traveling down those lines without cooking those lines off, without, like, if your circuit breakers fail in a house, what happens? The reason houses burn down is because your lines cook off, because the wire gauge isn't thick enough to handle that much electricity. So you're talking about this energy traveling through the air, hundreds of miles, being absorbed by these antennas, traveling down those antennas without cooking off, hitting the transformers, making it through the protection circuits of the transformers themselves, and then arcing the transformer badly enough as if there's a lightning bolt to melt the inside of the transformer.
So how concentrated would that have to be for that to actually happen? I mean, how much of that EMP primary strength has to hit that? Is that the issue where it's not going to be all powerful?
Well, that's the thing, is that the only tests that we know of that have been conducted were by the Russians and by us in the 50s and 60s. And they're very well, the one that the Russians did over Kazakhstan was extremely well documented. And they burst several nukes high above, different sizes of nukes. And the transformers on the ground, some of them failed months down the road. They took life out of the transformers. There was a heavy load on them, and they took life out of the transformers. But they did not cook them instantly. And if a transformer is going here and there, you can route around it. We have a huge grid, obviously.
Right.
For us, that would not be substantial. But now you have to ask yourself, we've all seen this, and this is the smoking gun of EMP, is we've all seen the pictures of the nuclear tests right here in the desert in America in the 40s. Okay. And these were several kiloton devices that they were doing.
Right.
And you can see the guy standing there with binoculars looking at the explosion. You could see the mushroom cloud 50 miles in the distance. And you could see it. Now, they were measuring all the stuff that came from these explosions right there on the ground. In a ground burst nuke is substantial. There's no atmosphere for it to go through. It doesn't have to go through 200 miles of atmosphere. It's going through 50 miles of atmosphere this way. So, and all of that electronic equipment worked. It didn't knock out any power grids in the West, and there was no unexpected consequences. This was a mathematical formula that they knew they didn't have to worry about. Now, those people on the ground, of course, they were exposed to radiation, and the government knew, and they didn't care. But the actual energy produced by the nuclear explosions, they didn't fry anything. They didn't fry transformers 200 miles away, because it really is a dog. The whole EMP thing is a dog. people say, oh, what about my gun safe lock? What about my gun safe? You know, gee, I have an electronic lock on my gun safe. Your gun safe isn't an antenna. In order to convert radio waves, any kind of wave, and these are thought to be electromagnetic waves.
Right.
In order to convert any wave into a signal, into energy, you need an antenna. And antennas are crafted specifically for the wavelengths that they are meant to intercept. You can't really get much high frequency like ham radio in the single digit megahertz up to 30 megahertz. You can't get those signals on your little handheld antenna that's meant for 400 megahertz.
Let me get you, hold on right there. We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what Paul may think may be the more pressing threats. I'd like to know what you think those are. You've sort of, now I sleep a little, I'm going to sleep a little better at night. Check them out at GunsAmerica.com. My guest is Paul Helinski from GunsAmerica.com. We're talking prepping on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you enjoying Lock and Load? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Lock and Load has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/lockandload. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion and what you hear on Lock and Load today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/lockandload. That's gcnlive.com/lockandload.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from GunsAmerica.com is Paul Helinski. Now, Paul, I think you've established now that the EMP possibility is not the big boogeyman that everybody makes it out to be. What is it that you actually are concerned about?
Well, from a prepping perspective, I think the most besides food and water, I mean, I think that water, people take water for granted way too much. They don't realize what it takes to get water to their house.
Right.
But besides water, I really believe that radiation is probably the most undervalued topic that I've seen in the prepping space. People don't even like to click on our radiation articles because everyone's tired of hearing about radiation because it was the boogeyman for so long.
Right.
That the fallout shelters from the 50s and 60s and your parents, you know, your parents used to talk about having a fallout shelter and it's just, it hasn't happened. That's the thing about being prepared is that the best case scenario is that it doesn't happen. The best case scenario isn't that it happens and you're prepared for it. None of us want it to happen, or at least most of us don't want it to happen.
Right.
So with radiation, people just got tired of it. They got tired of the Russian boogeyman and the Cold War and the nukes that are pointed at us and DEFCON 5 and all the movies that we've been blasted with over the years. But people don't realize that radiation is a huge, huge worry for all of us. We are all surrounded by nuclear power plants. And even if the next big thing that the powers that be lay on us isn't a small-scale nuclear war, a large-scale nuclear war, those power plants, no matter what happens, if you believe that something big is coming, that something big has to be coming, which I do, no matter what, we have nuclear plants all over this country that people have to show up for work for. People have argued with me, do they need grid power to keep the cooling systems on the nuke plants going? Some of them run off their own power. Most of them run off their own power. But someone still has to show up for work in the morning.
Right.
And if things collapse, we know from Katrina that the cops didn't show up for work. Do you really think that nuclear power plant workers are going to show up for work? And even if they do, and they don't leave, how much food do you think they store at a nuke plant? You know, they're going to be dead in a month. So,
yeah. What happens? I never have thought about that, about how much they may prepare for an emergency.
Well, the cabal is really prepared, but you know how they prepare is they prepared with it was Jesse Ventura showed it on cable TV. They have bunkers. They have bunkers under the Denver airport. They have bunkers in the Ozarks. He drove right into the bunker in the Ozarks. He drove underground for a half an hour in the Ozarks. And they have tractor trailer trucks going in and out of those things every single day, all day long.
Right.
We know how they're preparing. Have they prepared the nuke plants with supplies? There's too many people at the nuke plants. They couldn't keep that under wraps. So that these nuke plants are eventually going to melt down. Every single one of them is eventually going to melt down. I think it's a given. And what happens when the nuke plant melts down? Start burning into the ground. You know, all their transformers explode. Everything explodes. And then this huge mass of radiation particles gets injected into the world. And then that mass we know from Fukushima, we got radiation from Fukushima here. There were clouds of radiation that came to the United States from Fukushima.
Right. I was in Europe when Chernobyl went up.
Okay.
And my wife was in vitro, and our son that was born, he had to be operated on three times to get everything taken care of.
My ex-wife grew up in Ukraine, and she was in Ukraine in 1986 as a teenager.
Yeah.
And she has hypothyroidism that when the doctor measured it, it was off the scale.
Yeah.
Because all those people, their thyroids all went to hell.
Right. I think my wife may have an issue with that too, but that's a that the radiation part of it may be a little more pronounced with her. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to ask you where you think the biggest threat of these radioactive particles being introduced to us is going to be. Is it going to be because of something that happens here domestically, or is somebody going to introduce something like a dirty bomb? Guns America, talk real quick about how, what can somebody find at Guns America?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd like to not leave this topic because it's really important that people go and buy some KI, some potassium iodide before we.
We'll get into that in the next segment as far as the, you know, how to prepare for it, how to prepare for all of it. We're just about to run out of time in this segment. But real quick, before we go into the next break, Guns America, that's where you normally sit. This is where you're writing all the stuff. How do they find this? What are they going to find when they get there?
Guns America is a big online classified site that started in classified ads and auctions that started in 1997. We were the biggest for a long time, and we got passed by some competitors, but whatever. It's still probably, I would say, the leading place where actual trade is conducted in guns between buyers and sellers, actual
right.
purchases. And then there's a whole editorial side that's on this Guns America / blog that is, I think it's the best gun editorial online. I know my prepping column is definitely the best prepping material that I've ever seen online.
And now the other types that are out there that you say may have surpassed you, they're coming back and looking at what you're doing and realizing you were first on scene with this too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all copying us. They've been copying me for years, and I tend to be asleep at the switch, and I had a farm, and I milked a cow every day, and
yeah.
I've never been much of a go-getter, but Guns America was the original, and it still is the best platform for buying and selling guns, and whatever, you know, the stats go up and down, competitors come and go, and Guns America's always there. We were there before everyone else, 1997.
You can do some reading and do some purchasing at GunsAmerica.com. Go check them out. The column is called Prepping 101. We're going to be right back. My guess is this hour from Guns America's Paul Helinski. This is Monday. This is definitely Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from Guns America is Paul Helinski. Right now we're talking about radiation. EMP, not the big boogeyman everybody might have thought it might have been. Instead, he's more concerned about radiation and the ways it's introduced and what to do to combat it. We're going to try to get in that in the remaining time that we have. Before we get into what you need to treat some of the stuff, are you more concerned with something happening here with the nuclear plants since... I've read our nuclear plants sort of look like our roads, which is horrible. Or are you, does the dirty bomb scenario, does that catch you sometimes late at night?
Well, I hate to go back to the boogeyman, the big boogeyman in the room, but dirty bombs are exactly the same as EMPs. Dirty bombs are a fake boogeyman that was created by the media, because the real danger of a nuclear explosion, and don't get me wrong, I do believe that one of the cards that are on the table is a limited nuclear war in which there will be people near these blast zones. But the big thing that is dangerous in a nuclear explosion, besides the 5-mile radius of everything being toast, is the stuff that's expelled from the fission of the nuclear event, the fission or some of them are fusion, but the nuclear event, that is that expels radioactive particles. That's right. What makes a zone radioactive. Without that fission or fusion, all you have is some rocks, or usually even less. People talk about the missing, they use radiation to test the density of the Earth, and a lot of these machines go missing. Some of them end up on eBay. When they talk about missing nuclear material, we shot depleted uranium all over the Middle East. So every single one of those rounds was officially a dirty bomb, because even depleted uranium has enough significant radiation that it's dangerous if you get close to it.
Right.
And that's true of a dirty bomb. All a dirty bomb is a conventional warhead, a conventional Scud missile or whatever, that goes boom, and in there it's just like having, you know, radioactive ball bearings in a Claymore mine.
Right.
It's just some radioactive ball bearings, and they're generally not the size of ball bearings. They're generally not anything that can go very far. Nuclear particles are extremely heavy. They're extremely heavy particles compared to air, alpha particles, beta particles. They fall straight down. Unless they get caught up in moisture in a cloud, they fall straight down. And they don't get caught up in moisture in a cloud unless there's an enormous amount of energy throwing them into the clouds and binding them at the same time with the molecules in the cloud. But for someone that, you know, to load up a bomb with some cesium-137 and go boom, you know, yeah, there'll be radioactive particles on the ground, but the best way to handle the radioactive particles on the ground is to walk 10 feet that away.
Right.
And 10 feet that away, that the radiation is negligible. You said we're going to get to what do you need for these nuclear events, but if you have a radiation meter and you've ever tested it against a radiation source, you can see that it's gangbusters right on it, but a foot away, it doesn't even affect the background radiation a foot away, one of these little particle sources. So, and your body itself, even if you were near something like this, your body itself can absorb an enormous amount of radiation and repair itself, which is, it's a pretty big deal. That means that you can be in 50 rads per hour of radiation, and your body can be somewhat damaged by it, but it will repair itself. What you can't repair yourself from is breathing in radioactive particles. And you don't have to worry about those things with a dirty bomb, unless you're right there and you happen to breathe in some of the cesium-137, sure. You know, you should definitely monitor yourself for breast cancer, for glandular cancers, that kind of thing. But that's, you know, 10 years down the road. It's not, unless you're right there in the explosion, which is never a fun time for anyone.
No.
It's a boogeyman.
I've always thought the dirty bomb is a boogeyman, simply because if they do it in a metropolitan area, it's limited and confined in what it's going to do, unless you're right there with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
it's really a joke. But the nuclear issue itself is not a joke.
Oh, no.
The nuclear issue itself is extremely real. There's a lot of these bombs in a lot of people's different hands, and a lot of these people are out there, these big governments are out there making deals with each other. And we know from Russia, they have no problem. They killed 30 million people in Ukraine. 30 million civilians, they starved them to death. They have no problem with killing civilians.
Oh, no.
We know from America. America, we're the only ones who have openly used a nuclear device in the field of battle. We had no problem killing Japanese civilians. So when you have governments, and we, of course, the Chinese have no problem killing civilians. They do it every day for fun. So between these three powers that all have nukes pointed at each other, we all know that they have no problem killing civilians. So if they have no problem killing civilians, what's to say that they can't make a deal for a limited nuclear exchange, for a global reset, or whatever they have planned next for us? What's to say that they can't? We know that they're all completely fine with killing civilians wantonly. That's my question.
That's never been something that they hesitate on, has it? They pay lip service to it, but not in. I mean, and it's a, you know, it's a That's one of the things that, you know, as a military veteran, you know, you have to get that sort of a mindset. However, the planners out there that would have you go and do those things, that's always sort of concerned me a little bit. That would send you into a place where you know, you can see, it's quite evident to you. But anyway, coming up on the next break, you can catch Prepping 101, the column. How often do you update that, Paul?
I try to get out an article a week. An article just came out today, and we have 800,000 subscribers on our digest.
Yeah.
So,
and this has been going on since somewhere in the late 1990s?
Guns America since 97. The editorial, the digest started, I want to say 2011.
Okay, so if you go in there today and this is your first visit, you have 4 years worth of archives to go through. All of the prepping stuff, I would think, is probably as pertinent today as it was when you wrote it, but we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can pack if you want to go that way. Will that work? Okay. Yeah, because that's the thing I'm interested in. I used to hang out with the NBC NCOs when I was in the military, but that was back in the 80s, and the stuff that we had then, I hope it has evolved since then, because I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in it, I got to tell you. In any event, we're going to be right back. On a Monday, my guest is Paul Holinsky from GunsAmerica.com. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protective. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, getting ready to flip into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, and we are coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from GunsAmerica.com is Paul Helinski. We've been talking about particulate matter that would be particularly nasty in your, you know, in your lungs and everything. Paul, with this kind of stuff, as far as from a prepper perspective, now what would somebody that is trying to prep against this, and is it going to, like, where I live, I know that there's a nuclear power plant, for example, that supplies power where I live. I don't know how far away it is from me, but, I mean, is your kit going to vary depending upon your proximity to a place like that? Paul? Do we still have Paul?
Sorry, I put you on mute. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Nuclear radiation particles themselves can travel hundreds of miles in clouds. There's no such thing as far away from a nuclear power plant. We got radiation from Fukushima here. We got radiation from Chernobyl here. The primary thing that you need to own is KI, potassium iodide. And you can get a pack of tablets on Amazon for, I don't know, $8. Potassium iodide. Just Google potassium iodide. There's a little pack from a company called Iosat that I have probably 200 of them to give out to people in my neighborhood when this happens.
Right.
The big thing with potassium iodide is that it protects you from iodine-131, which is a radioisotope of iodine that is ejected from all nuclear events, from explosions, from power plants, from anything that happens when fission particles are released or fusion particles are released. There's always iodine-131. And the iodine is much more important to protect against than cesium and strontium and barium and polonium and all the other stuff that is ejected, because your body, instead of it being absorbed by your whole body and your whole body having to recover from that radiation, iodine goes right to your thyroid. Your body concentrates all the iodine you take in, gets concentrated in your thyroid until it's had enough, and then whatever's left you urinate out. It goes right out of you. It doesn't get absorbed into anything. So if a nuclear event happens, all this iodine is in the air. And if you have already saturated your thyroid with iodine, you can breathe in as much of it as you want, and you will urinate it out. It will not be absorbed into your body. The key is having the tablets so that as soon as your detector goes off, and I will get to detectors, as soon as your detector goes off, you start taking your potassium iodide tablets, one every day for 2 weeks. Why only 2 weeks? Because iodine 131 has an 8-day half-life. That means that in 16 days, it transforms itself into another radioactive, less powerful, much less powerful, and a different radioactive isotope. So you've got, so all of these pill kits that you'll get, they all come with a 14-day supply. So you take your pill every day and saturate your thyroid with iodine, and your body will, anything you take in from food, from air, from water that you may drink, everything from on the iodine side will be gotten rid of.
Now, just because I don't know anything about this stuff, the stuff that you're talking about taking as the cure, that doesn't have any negative effect whatsoever on you as opposed to the stuff you might inhale.
Well, it's iodine. I mean, you know, Google iodine and what iodine poisoning can do to you, and at these dosages, it's not. In fact, after Chernobyl, you mentioned Chernobyl. After Chernobyl, Poland gave all of their citizens potassium iodine because potassium iodine is really easy to store. It's easy to store in flake form. It's cheap. And it actually used to be a very common photography chemical. So it was before digital photography and before inkjet printers and all of that. Potassium iodine was hugely available. So all of the governments have these huge storehouses of potassium iodide. We have to buy, and potassium iodide is unique in the way it works because dissolved in water, water will dissolve exactly the right dosage, exactly the right concentration to protect you from iodine poisoning. It's a very interesting the way the chemistry works out. But we have to buy it in pill form because the DEA classified potassium iodide as a drug-making chemical. You want to talk about conspiracy theory? Potassium iodide, the one thing that you can buy a pound of it on photography supply places today. There's photography supply houses today that you can buy a pound of potassium iodide. That's a lot of potassium iodide for $70. We have to buy 14 of these little 60-gram pills for $8. And
does the
DEA classified it as a drug-making chemical.
Oh.
So if you buy it from photography supply, you have to fill out a DEA form with your photography recipe of what you're going to exactly use it for in your photography recipe.
You better have a dark room if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can get the formulas. I almost did it, but I didn't want the DEA knocking on my door. You know, because I just don't need it because I got plenty of the pills already. So, but it's one of those things that when I found this out, I was like, oh man, you know, are they going to suicide me if I tell people about this? I genuinely had this ripple of fear go through me that I found something that was way off limits to find.
Right. They would be on to me in a minute because the only kind of cameras I have are digital.
Right.
Now I'm being asked real quick.
You can use it to make crystal meth.
Well, okay. Now this radioactive iodine, does it affect? We got a couple of minutes. Does it affect other organs besides the thyroid?
No. Your body concentrates it right in the thyroid. The other things that get expelled from a nuclear explosion. Strontium is in the same. If you look at the nuclear at the periodic table of elements, strontium is in the same row as calcium.
Right.
That means that it has the similar properties to calcium, which means that it concentrates itself in your bones. The cesiums, the 137, has a fairly long half life. 134 is much shorter. There's a bunch of cesium that gets ejected. C-137 is going to be around for 25 years, so it's a real danger. And that gets concentrated in your gland because it's in the same row as potassium. So it's a water soluble and gets concentrated in your gland. So even 10 years down the road, if there's croplands that have been polluted by the cesium, then eating those crops or even animals eating the crops and you eating the meat, you know, this stuff travels pretty well. It's dangerous stuff. Your body can recover from a lot of radiation, but none of it's good. You know, inhaling or eating any of this stuff is bad. But the good news is one of the other big misinformation things out there is that air and water themselves cannot become radioactive. Is this food radioactive? Well, if it wasn't dusted with radioactive particles and they burned in, or if the water, the nutrients that it absorbed were not radioactive, then no. Because water, food, there's no such thing as hitting something with gamma rays and having it become radioactive. In fact, most of our fruit these days is irradiated with gamma rays.
Yeah. I've got 8 seconds. I'm running out of time, Paul. This is why. Right. This is a never-ending subject. I will be in touch. Thank you very much for joining me, and go enjoy that meeting that you're headed to right now. We're going to flip into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.